Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox. Another hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show. And this morning, I mean, there's so much that is going on in the world today. We have here on the radio station Sunday, the Charlie Kirk Memorial. We'll broadcast that. Jesse Waters will be hosting that coverage. And I feel like it's going to be very emotional. I'm glad the station decided to air that on Sunday. Very happy for that decision. Coming up in a little bit, too, we're going to talk to a concerned mom in the Wentzville School District. They had a school board meeting last night. I was watching some of it. I want to get her take on some comments from a middle school teacher that were completely insensitive, at the very least, regarding Charlie Kirk. So we'll have her on to discuss that and some of her objections to it. But joining us now is Representative Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Great to be back.
One of the things that you're here to talk about is something that is, I think, pretty important. It's the Chloe Cole Act. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. The Chloe Cole Act is a response to this just unbelievable surge of gender transition, so-called treatment of our vulnerable children and young adults. The incidence of boys and girls, adolescent, pre-adolescent, identifying as the opposite sex has increased over 3,000% in the last 10 years. And this is driven by social media. Sometimes it's driven by indoctrination at schools, sometimes peer pressure or social contagion. But there is a whole industry that I call the gender industrial complex that preys on these kids, gives them expensive and dangerous drugs like puberty blockers and wrong sex hormones, and then schedules them for surgery. In the case of girls, bilateral mastectomies, and boys, all sorts of hideous procedures. So what the Chloe Cole Act is something I'm working on with the Justice Department and with Senator Marsha Blackburn to outlaw these procedures and to create strict liability for those butchers and quacks who would exploit our kids in this way.
I mean, we don't let our children vote before they're 18. We don't let them drink before they're 21. But you can have life-altering surgeries as even a preteen in some cases. We begin some of the hormone blockers and some of the horrific drugs that they put these kids on as early as 10, 11 years old. How have we gotten here, Bob? I mean, it's like, where did we jump into this, horrific, horrific human, we call it medicine, but it's not medicine. It's a mental health problem, and we're dealing with it in a medical way.
Well, that's right. It is a mental health problem. It was recognized as such universally by the medical community until not too long ago. But I have to say, as long ago as 20 years ago, the gender ideologues, and these people are in the lineage of John Money, who did the first just gruesome experiment of changing a little boy into a little girl. decades ago. The ideologues have gradually captured the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, the Endocrine Society, and and convinced doctors and universities that they can make a lot of money doing this. A lot of the doctors and the counselors are ideologues themselves. And, you know, parents are bullied into this a lot of times. These kids have anxiety, depression. Some are on the autism spectrum. Some are victims of sexual abuse. So they don't want to be a little girl anymore because they don't want to be sexually abused anymore. And instead of giving these kids the care that they need, these quacks exploit these poor kids and tell them, yeah, yeah, you're really a girl. You're really a boy. And put them down this path. Puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, yes. I mean, 10 years old. And the plan, a lot of times these quacks will say, well, the puberty blockers are just a pause in puberty so you can make your decision after a time. In these gender clinics, 100% of the kids, the plan is to put them on the wrong sex hormone, to put girls on testosterone, boys on estrogen, and permanently destroy their fertility. And, Chloe Cole went down this path. Chloe Cole is the most prominent, what are referred to as detransitioners. And she testifies eloquently to the suffering she went through at the hands of these quacks and groomers who exploited her for their profit. We want people like Chloe Cole and her family to be able to get justice in the American legal system and put this this just horrific example of corporate malpractice to bed once and for all.
And Chloe is one of, an example of thousands who have gone through this and are, of course, regretting that decision. She started on puberty blockers when she was 12. She got a double mastectomy at 15. And then at 17, she realized that she truly wanted and was a woman and has detransitioned since then. Very brave 21-year-old. She has been out there publicly and speaking on it. How do we hold
it? Someone like Chloe is very brave. She gets death threats regularly because the radical left loves this army of gender transition kids. It's horrible exploitation. It's the worst thing I think we've seen in the history of medicine. And other countries like Sweden and the UK and Denmark and Finland are all moving away from this horrific practice. And yet the gender ideologues in the U.S. are doubling down. Fortunately, Donald Trump's Department of Justice, and we congressional Republicans are determined to do something about it.
Yeah. And I think the word exploitation needs to be highlighted here. So when you talk about the harm that is being done, yes, we do have a duty to protect children in this country. What about on the doctor side, the ones that are exploiting these children? And you use the term malpractice. I think that's an appropriate term. What can be done to the doctors that are doing these procedures and writing these medications?
Multi-billion dollar business, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Indeed, it is. And, the hospitals and universities have recognized how profitable this is. 15 years ago, I think there were three gender transition clinics for kids in the whole United States. And now there are over 300. Of course, Trump's executive orders have put a lot of those out of business. But we need to end this once and for all. What can we do? Well, the Chloe Cole Act takes the approach of enhanced liability, strict liability, which means, you're the quack doctor who does these things is responsible. And the only question is, what are the damages? And then a statute of limitations of 25 years beyond the child's 18th birthday. Under this liability climate, these clinics will shut down. These doctors will stop what they're doing because no one's going to sell them medical malpractice insurance anymore because they are committing medical malpractice right now. We just need to make it clear in the law that that's what is going on.
What about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rental abuse, educational influencers, groomers, people who move these kids at a very impressionable young age, oftentimes down these roads and in dark paths. Is there any accountability to them in the act?
Well, you know, not in this bill per se. I have to say, some of the parents are bullied into agreeing to their child gender transition. You know, would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter? Others are what we refer to in medicine as Munchausen by proxy. The parents are getting some sort of sick satisfaction out of having a so-called trans kid. But no, I think there need, and in many states, as you know, including California and Tim Walz's Minnesota, parents can lose custody of their kids if they don't agree to their transition. And in many, many places, including the Parkway School District in St. Louis, school districts have hidden their kids' social transition or their use of breast binders from parents, and that's well documented. It's just horrific. There are many, many bad guys involved in exploiting the kids, and a lot of it's in the name of gender ideology. A lot of it's in the name of profit.
Yeah.
Well, Representative Dr. Bob Onder, thank you so much for joining us this morning, talking about a very important topic. And I think luckily as a country, the path we were going down when it came to Joe Biden was there was going to be more of this. I think we're starting to reverse course and we're matching the reality of the situation and the gravity of the situation as well. We have to match the science of it as well and realize this is the wrong thing to do. And hopefully we can get to that point where we reject it altogether.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you, people like Chloe Cole and Charlie Kirk were very brave. We know that the last question Charlie was answering before his death was a question about this horrific practice of gender transition of kids.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Bob Onder, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.